Good morning, everybody. I'm Leslie Ann.
Hi, Leslie Ann. This is Big Chuck here. Hey, Leslie, I know that on my show on WDOS and your show over here on ZOZ, we have over the years developed features that we do and that are popular with our listeners.
Right.
I have to tell you, one of the most popular topics whenever I'm on the air is old-time television.
Right.
Well, you just can't.
You gotta love it.
You can't go wrong with it.
Yeah.
So I want to get your reaction to these things, all right? We're going back to May 19th, 1975.
Okay.
It's the Emmy Awards on TV. And these are being given for television shows of
at
74, the previous year.
Gotcha.
All right? Just give me a thumbnail, because 75, you were watching TV.
Sure.
All right? And 75, just give me a thumbnail on these.
Although I will preface this by saying we only got really three channels.
Okay. Well, these are all ABC, NBC, and CBS. All right. By the way, the hosts that night of the Emmy Awards show were Jonathan Winters and George Carlin. That must have
George
been a
Carlin.
Fun show.
Yeah, I bet it was.
All righty, here we go. Are you ready? I'm going to tell you who the nominees were and then who. I'll give you the nominees and you tell me who won.
All right? Boy.
That'll be fun. That'll be
fun. I get them all wrong.
All righty. The Emmy goes for lead actor in a drama series.
Mm-hmm.
And the nominees are Telly Savalas.
Oh, I love him.
For Kojak. Barry Newman for Anthony Petrocelli in a show called Petrocelli. I don't remember that.
I don't know that one.
Carl Malden from The Streets of San Francisco with Michael Douglas.
Right.
And Robert Blake as Beretta.
I'm going to go with Telly Savalas.
It was Robert Blake.
Jeez.
I would have gone with Telly Savalas, too. All right, now here, try this. These are some surprises, I think, really. The nominee for lead actress in a comedy series.
I know who I would pick.
Wait a second. The nominees are Jean Stapleton as Edith Bunker.
Uh-huh.
Mary Tyler Moore as Mary Richards on The Mary Tyler Moore
Great
Show.
Show.
And Valerie Harper as Rhoda Morgenstern.
This is a tough one. This is a really tough one.
Those are three great ones.
I'm going to say Jean Stapleton.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Lead
actor in a comedy series. You ready?
Ready.
Carol O'Connor as Archie Bunker.
Yeah.
Jack Klugman
from
The Odd Couple,
yep.
Oscar Madison. Alan Alda as Hawkeye Pierce on MASH.
Oh, man.
Jack Albertson as Ed Brown on Chico and the Man with Freddie Prinze.
Right.
And Tony Randall as Felix Unger. Look at that. Both Tony Randall and Jack Klugman were nominated for Odd Couple. Who won it?
This one's really tough. I have to say, I loved all of those.
Yeah, me too. I did.
I loved all
I
of them.
I loved them all.
And they were all very different.
Yeah, I loved them all, too.
I'm going to say Carol, who played
Carol O'Connor.
Yeah.
No, the winner was Tony Randall. I wonder how Jack Klugman
felt. Tony Randall, yeah.
I loved
The Odd Couple.
All right. Just a couple more here. Interesting, I'll just skip over this, but the supporting actor in a drama series went to the two old people on the Waltons.
Really?
Grandma and Grandpa. Ellen Corby as Esther and Will Gear as Zeb.
Boy, I watched that show for years.
All right, here we go, Leslie. Ready on? Here we go. Continuing performance. Supporting role comedy. Nancy Walker as Rhoda's mother.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her, the quicker picker upper?
Uh-huh. I sure do.
Loretta Swit as Hot Lips Houlihan on
Lips.
MASH. Julie Kavner as Brenda Morgenstern, the sister on Rhoda.
Hmm.
And Betty White as the happy homemaker, Sue Ann Nevins, on The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
You know what? I've always loved Betty White.
She won it.
Yeah.
She is an Emmy winner. Yeah.
Although I was going to say almost Lorette Swett.
Yeah. Betty White nailed it. People forget she was an Emmy winner, you know?
Yeah.
Over to the supporting actor in a comedy series. Look at this lineup. McLean Stevenson as Colonel Henry Blake on MASH.
Oh, yeah, he was great.
Rob Reiner as Meathead on All in the Family.
I forgot he was on that.
Ted Knight as Ted Baxter, the bumbling newsman on Mary Tyler Moore. Gary Berghoff as Radar O'Reilly on MASH. And Ed Asner as Lou Grant on The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Gary on MASH. I'm going with him.
Yep, you're right.
Radar.
You're right. And last but not least, which do you think got the Outstanding Emmy Award for Best Comedy of 1974? Rhoda, MASH, All in the Family, or Mary Tyler Moore?
See, again, all excellent shows.
They were. This is
Loved them all. I'm going to go with MASH. I'm not sure about that.
It was Mary Tyler Moore.
Really? Yeah, I know that was a big
award winner. It was Mary Tyler Moore. And, you know, she passed away this year.
Yeah, she did.
Right, early 17 or late 16. Mary Tyler Moore. I mean, when you read these names, look at all these people in here, you know?
Great.
I mean, Mary Tyler Moore was great. Whatever happened to Robert Blake? He got involved in that murder.
Oh, that's right.
Remember? And
I totally forgot about that.
He was an Emmy winner for Beretta.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, that's great stuff.
And that was back, you know, you and I have already had this conversation that I feel that that time period was just filled with great shows.
The 70s.
Yeah.
The 70s. That was a good show. That was a good time.
It was for a good era.
A good era for TV shows, and so many of them are timeless.
Yeah.
They really are. And don't forget, too, Carl Malden won the Emmy for lead actor in a drama for Streets of San Francisco. His co-star, no one had ever heard of at the time, Michael Douglas.
Yeah, how about that? Boy, and he certainly went on to do well.
An Oscar winner.
Yeah.
So, all right, Leslie, let's go back to work.
Back to work.